Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
All right, it's a sequel that was 14 years in the making. How's Incredibles 2?
Well, it lives up to its name. It's incredible. It was actually supposed to be 15 years. It wasn't due out till next year, but because Toy Story 4 ran into some hiccups, Pixar came to Brad Bird, the original director, and said, we need to bump things up by a year. And with animation, that's easier said than done. But Pixar has pulled this off masterfully, as they do. All your characters are back. The story picks up just a few months after the first one. And with all the damage that was done, well, superheroes are no longer so popular. And so the Incredible fans is sort of relocated and repositioned, but Mrs. Incredible takes on a job fighting crime, and Mom and Dad run into some trouble, and kids have to come to the rescue. It's a lot of fun. All ages are going to enjoy it. This is going to be huge.
Thanks for watching Jack-Jack for me.
I am not a baby person, Robert. I have no baby facilities. I am an artist.
Watch after Jack-Jack.
I thought we were going to go...
You heard your mother.
You're not sticking me with babysitting.
We want to fight bad guys.
I am a bad guy.
And a pretty big cast in the comedy Tag.
Yeah, you've got Jake Johnson, Jeremy Renner, John Hamm, Ed Helms. And it's a true story about five men who since, I believe, like grade one or something like that, or for very many years, they get together 1 month a year to play a competitive game of tag. And one individual, Jeremy Renner, has never been tagged. And it's his wedding, and so they figure he's an easy mark. And, they're in for a surprise. A lot of fun, quite original, and I think this is going to be a breath of fresh air.
Please tell me what's going on here.
We've been playing the same game of tag for 30 years. You never know when someone's going to pop up. Oh.
I know it's gonna get a little wacky. Just don't go too far.
Well played.
Well played, indeed.
You're it.
And over at the Movie Mill, you've got a premiere, the thriller Breaking In.
This one's interesting. Gabrielle Union stars in it. Like, her father has just been murdered, and she's come home to settle the estate. And her father lived in a secluded home with lots of security systems. She arrives there and finds out there's four criminals inside looking to get a payday. Well, they kidnap her two daughters. She escapes, and the story basically is about a very intense mother and what she will do to get her children back.
I want you to listen, or you and your kids will not survive this night.
What do you want?
Something in the house. There is nothing you can do.
You don't know what I'm capable of. I'll do anything to protect my kids. Now get the hell out of my house.
Show dogs, good for the whole family.
This one really is. This is the edited version. Apparently, there was a grooming scene that was quite offensive to certain people, and that's been edited out. And it's a talking dog, stars Will Arnett, and it's a lot of fun. He's got to go into a dog show undercover to solve the crime.
And you've also got another family-friendly animation with Early Man.
Yeah, we played this one about a month ago. We brought it back just because there's been such a drought of kids' product, and with school ending soon. It stars Eddie Redmayne. It's set in prehistoric times. There's a soccer match between rival tribes to solve the problems, and it's done in a Wallace and Gromit-style animation. So not true cartoons, but not live action, sort of somewhere in between.
And you kind of know what you're getting with a Johnny Knoxville movie. How's Action Point?
It's exactly what you think. Johnny runs a B-rated theme park, and when an A-rated theme park opens up nearby, they've got to pull out all the stops to try and stay afloat. And it's a lot of physical humor. A lot of people get hurt in the process. And, you get what you pay for.
Trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. As always, thank you, Len.
Absolutely, and we'll see you at the movies.